doesn't have to work. Okay, we'll learn Torah together. If stuff comes out of it, that's great. If not, there's nothing wrong with learning Torah together. Okay, let's start. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, "V'shamru v'nei Yisrael at Hashabbat la'asot at Hashabbat l'dor atam brit olam." Right, it's any one of a number of parashios in which Shabbos is mentioned, which gives us an opportunity, because I don't think we've ever done it, which gives us an opportunity to talk about Shabbos and to talk about one of the most popular topics related to Shabbos, which is Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, let's just get it out of the way. Everybody knows that Pikuach Nefesh, everybody knows that Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. But the source for that is subject to a machlokes, and perhaps the sources for that represent two different views of Shabbos. Now, I admit in advance, maybe they don't. I suspect that they do. I'm going to suggest that they do. The question then becomes, what's the relationship between the fact that you can be docha, that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and the fact that really all halacha is nidcha mishum pikuach nefesh? Right? There are two separate gemaros, and maybe it's as simple as they're two different ideas. But I'm curious about what does it mean that, you know, pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and what does it mean that really every aveira is nidcha in terms of, you know, if somebody puts a gun to your head, you're supposed to violate the halacha rather than be killed, other than the three exceptions. That will lead to a whole bunch of interesting issues. Let's start. Look at source two. The Gemara in Yuma Pehei says as follows. And you'll notice both Gemaras we're going to quote sort of start with a story. The story is not important, but it's interesting. The Gemara wants to give you the background. Ukvar haya Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's like the same people we're going to meet in the Haggadah. These are early, early Tanaim. Mahalchin Baderach. They're taking a walk. V'Levi Hasadar, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchin Acharehen. And these are the people walking behind them. Nishala She'ela Zo Bifnehem. The following question was asked. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedoches haShabbos. Right, exactly what you want to see. Exactly our question. How do we know that pikuach nefesh? And we're not going to get into the discussion of, or at least today, the definition of pikuach nefesh. But how do we know that somebody whose life is at risk, that he or it is doches Shabbos? So there's all kinds of. I'm skipping a bunch. The Gemara has a whole bunch of possible limudim, which are fascinating in and of themselves, but it comes down to two. Third line, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, the pasuk says, our pasuk, Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, what does that mean? Amra Torah, chalel alav shabbat achat, kidei sheyishmor shabbatot harbe. Right? Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat is not just a statement about this Shabbos. It's sort of a value statement. If you could violate one Shabbos and save the person's life, and he will then be able to observe a whole bunch of other Shabbatot, you should do so. That's what we learn from the pasuk of Shamru v'nei Solat HaShabbat. Let's continue. Where the cursor is. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now, Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Now you have later Amoraim telling over the story and saying as follows, I havai hasam, had I been there, hava amina, I would have thought or I would have said, didi adifa mididhu, my source is better than their source. What's his source? The pasuk in Vayikra. V'chai bahem, says Rab Shimon, v'chai bahem v'lo shiamus bahem. Right? It's not a din in Shabbos. It's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah so that we should live by it, not so that we should die by it. Let's just finish the Gemara. Amar Rava, Lekulu Islehu Pircha Bar Mi Dishmuel Delesle Pircha. Okay, says Rava, again, a later Amora, I could slug up all of these sources except for Shmuel, except for the source of V'chai Bohem. Va'ashkichan vadai safek minala, and then asks the Gemara, okay, I understand that I can be mechal el Shabbos for a case of pikuach nefesh. What about safek pikuach nefesh? V'chulu ashkichan vadai safek minala, and how do I know safek? U'dishmuel vadai lesle pircha. But to Shmuel, there's no pircha, meaning V'chai Bahem teaches me not just that I can be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, V'chai Bahem teaches me that I can be Mechal Shabbos for Safek Pikuach Nefesh, and the Gemara ends by saying, Amar Avina V'item Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Tava Chada Pilpita Charifa, one, you know, spicy something, is better Mimaleit Snodikari, it's better than like a whole bucket of something else, meaning Shmuel's Limud really is better than the other Limudim, and in theory, Shmuel's limud is what we go with. And Rashi just says in 3, Shmuel islay pirche, asher ya'aseh ha'adam ha'mitzvot, she'yichyeh bohem vadai, v'lo she'yavo ba'asiyata lidei safek mita, alma mechalin ala safek. Rashi just supports our idea that Shmuel's source doesn't just recognize that in a vadai pikuach nefesh situation, like we mechal Shabbos, it supports the idea that even in a Safek Pikuach Nefesh situation, I can be Mechal Shabbos. Now, that's what the Gemara says. Now we have to ask ourselves, what does it mean? What's the difference between the Limud of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? By the way, we'll see in a second that even though the Gemara seems to conclude that Shmuel's Limud from V'chai Bahem is how we accepted Lahalacha, there are many, many sources that continue to quote Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, and we'll talk about the Nafka Minas when we get there. But my question to you is, what's the difference between learning it from Vishamu v'nei Solat HaShabbat and from learning it from V'chai Bahem v'lo Sheyamus Bahem? Do we see any difference? Okay, so I'll tell you what I see. I'm happy to hear what other people say. V'chai Bahem really is a global statement, right? It's not related to Shabbos. V'chai Bahem says anything in the Torah, there'll be exceptions, but anything in the Torah is nidche because of Pikuach Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah so that we should live by the Torah, full stop. So anything that might stop us from living is going to be nidche by, you know, by whatever it is we're talking about. But Shimon ben Manasseh has a limud from Vishamu b'nei Yisrael et HaShabbat, meaning he's limited to Shabbos. He's not making a value statement of Kol HaTorah Kula. He's saying, well, if I have to make a decision, if I save this guy's life, what, I'll do it this way, what's the best way to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Vishamu b'nei Yisrael et HaShabbat? So Shimon Manasseh says, well, if I save this guy's life and he's going to be able to keep another 10 Shabbatot, another 100 Shabbatot, another 1,000 Shabbatot, obviously I've honored, I've obeyed, Vishamru, I was Yotzei the mitzvah of Vishamru. It's true, I was Mechal Shabbos this week, but the quantum of Shabbatot that are going to be observed because I was Mechal Shabbos this week has increased. And therefore, I would argue, he's saying, I'm Yotzei Vishamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbat, when I save a person's life, and I allow him to observe many, many, many other Shabbatot. Okay? That's what I think. That's the main makar for Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Now, the question is, what interaction does this have, if any, and I'm not sure the answer is anything, with the more famous situation? What's the more famous situation? It's not Pikuach Nefesh. The more famous situation is, how do I know that if my life is at risk, right? Again, the famous situation, somebody puts a gun to my head and tells me, do X or else I'm going to kill you. How do I know that in a broader situation, I'm supposed to do X and I'm supposed to save my life, even though it's going to involve a violation of halacha? So that's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, source number 4. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok. Again, a story. Nimnu vigamru ba'aliyat beit nitza b'lud. They got together and they voted on this issue in somebody's attic, the attic of Nitza in Lud. Says the Gemara there, kol averos shebetorah. Im omrim la'adam avor va'al tehareg. How do I know that with respect to all averos in the Torah, if a person says to me, violate that avera or I'm going to kill you, that the din is yavor va'al yehareg, that I in fact violate the avera and I don't get killed? That's the din. Chutz, as we know, the big three. Chutz me'avodah zarah v'gil ha'aretz v'shfichus damim. Okay, that's the question there. Now, is this the same question? Is it similar to the Gemara in Yuma? There's certainly an overlap, right? If I didn't have the Gemara in Yuma, what would I say? I would say, okay, there are three situations in which I have to allow my life to be, I have to sacrifice my life. They are avodah zarah, gilu arayos, and shvichas damim. With respect to Shabbos, which is not one of the big three, I don't have to sacrifice my life. Okay? There's a little chametz issue going on. We'll deal with it. All right. So now the Gemara is going to give us the sources. Inhu da'amok Rabbi Eliezer, d'tanya Rabbi Eliezer omer, v'yohavto sashem alokecha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miodecha. Im no mar b'chol nafshecha, lama ne'mar b'chol miodecha. Why do I need the pasuk to say, with all of your possessions and with your heart? Answers the Gemara, im no mar b'chol miodecha, lama ne'mar b'chol nafshecha. So the answer is, im yesh lecha adam shagufo chaviv olav mimamono, right? My life matters to me more than my money. So it says, l'kach nema b'chol nafshecha, you have to sacrifice your life. Im yesh lecha adam shimamono chaviv olav migufo, and if you have somebody whose money is more valuable to him than his life, l'kach nema b'chol modecha. Okay, that's the limud for avodah zarah. Yil aras shvichas damim, let's not read it inside. There's a related proof for both Gilur Arayos and Shvichos Damim where you have to sacrifice your life rather than violate it, right? The famous statement at the end where the Gemara says, what's the svar for the fact that you have to let yourself be killed rather than kill somebody else? Mi yeimar didama didach sumak tfei, literally, who says that your blood is redder? Dilma dama da'u gavra sumak tfei, meaning who says your life is more valuable than the life of your friend? If somebody puts a gun to your head and says, kill your friend or I'm going to kill you, you cannot be proactive and kill your friend. You have to just basically let things play out the way they do because there's nobody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could determine the relative value of human life. Okay? So there are three exceptions. Now let's just do one more Gemara because it's related to Purim. It's the continuation of the Gemara. Asks the Gemara out of left field, but it's an important question. Va Esther Farhesia Havai, right? The Gemara says that certainly if 10 Jews know about it, you have to allow yourself to be killed. So ask the Gemara, how could Esther have slept with Achashverosh? Isn't that in violation of the fact that she's doing an Aver B'Farhesia? So the Gemara has two interesting answers. We're not going to follow up, it's just interesting to note. Amar Abaye, no. Esther karka olam haisa. Abaye says Esther was completely passive, meaning she allowed Achashverosh to rape her, to sleep with her, whatever, but she didn't participate. Therefore, the halacha doesn't apply to her. Okay, Rava Amar, and this is a more important answer for us, hanoas atzman shaini, meaning Rava says the halacha is different. Achashverosh didn't sleep with Esther to get Esther to violate halacha. Achashverosh slept with Esther because she's beautiful and because he wanted to. So Rava says it's a different halacha. If somebody's making you violate the Torah because he knows that it's usur, he knows that you're violating your standards when you do it, then you have to sacrifice your life. But if he's doing it because he wants the thing done, meaning somebody tells you to paint his house b'farhesia on Shabbos, he doesn't want his house painted. His house was just painted last week. he wants to force you to be mechal Shabbos b'farhasya, then you have to allow yourself to be killed. But somebody who actually wants his house to be painted, and he makes you paint it on Shabbos, but he actually wants it to be painted, then says Rava, that's not a violation of halacha. I'm sorry, that's not a violation of Yehar Bal Yavo, and you could do it. Finishes the Gemara, Dilo Temahachi, Hani Kavai Vidimunoki, Hechi Yaviran Lahu, El Hanas Atzmon Shiny, Hachanami Hanas Atzmon Shiny. Here the Gemara says again, if he's doing it for his own benefit, it's not a problem, and you don't have to worry about it. Okay, so we have two Gemaras. We have one Gemara that gives us two sources for how Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. We have one Gemara who doesn't refer to Shabbos at all, who says there are only three cases where you have to sacrifice your life. And again, this was a critical moment in the development of halacha, because it's hard to know what the halacha was before this, right? Meaning, did people sacrifice their life for everything? And then in Aliyas Beit Nitza Balud, the Tanoim got together and said, no, you only have to sacrifice yourself for Gil Arayah, Shvichus Dam, and Avodah Zarah? Or was it that nobody was sacrificing their lives for anything? And the Tanoim got together and they were Machmir, and they said, no, you have to sacrifice your life for these three halachas. Okay, either way, the halacha is the halacha. Now, let's get back to Shabbos, which is what we want to focus on. So the Gemara said there were two sources, the Chai Bahem, which looks very, very much like the source for the big three. And there's also Vishamru Bnei Yisrael at Shabbat, Chalel Alav Shabbat Achat, Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbatot Harbe. Okay, those are two sources. Now again, the Gemara seemed pretty clear that V'chai Bahem is the winning source. And yet, you find quoted in a number of places the source of Chalel Alav Shabbat Achat Kidei Shishmu Shabbatot Harbe. Look at source number five. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim discussing the power of a Bezdin says as follows. V'yesh lebezdin la'akar af divarim elu lefi sha'ah. A Bezdin can be oker any halacha. Lefi sha'ah means temporarily. Af al pishu katan min harishanim. Even though normally we say a Bezdin can only cancel something that was, you know, instituted by a smaller Bezdin, by a lesser Bezdin. Says the Rambam, this is an exception. A Bezdin can temporarily cancel something even if there's a smaller Bezdin. Shelo yehu gzeirot elu chamurim midivrei Torah atzma, shafilu divrei Torah yesh lechol Bezdin lokro horat sha'a. Because if a Bezdin has authority to cancel something mida oraisa temporarily, then they have authority to cancel a gzeir that a previous Bezdin made if it's not working out, if it's undermining halacha. Ketzad. What's the example? Top line. Bezdin sharau lechazek hadat v'lasot siyag kidei shelo yavru ha'amal divrei Torah. Okay, a Bezdin makes a gzeira to make sure that people don't violate a doraisa. Makin v'onjin shelo kidin aval ein kovin hadavar ledorot v'amim shalacha kachu. Okay, you can enforce it, but you don't tell people that this is the halacha forever. V'chein. Im ra'u lefi sha'a levatel mitzvat aseh, o la'ava mitzvat lo taseh, kidei lahachzir rabim ladat, the Bezdin comes out and makes a gzera, because they want people to be chozer b'tshuva, o lahatzil rabim mi'Yisrael mi'lehikashel b'dvoim acherin, or because they want to prevent other people from violating an avera, lefi ma shetzricha hasha'a, since it's something that the time requires, Kishem, the Ram has an interesting analogy. Kishem shaharofe chotech yado o raglo shelze kidei sheyichye kulo, right? You walk in, you see a doctor, you know, cutting off a guy's leg. You think he's insane. What's he cutting off the leg? Says the Ram, no, the doctor knows what he's doing. He's sacrificing the leg kidei sheyichye kulo, so that his whole body can live. Kach beizdin morin bizman min hazmanim la'avar al kitzat mitzvot lefi sha'a. So from time to time, Bezdin can cancel particular mitzvot temporarily. Kidei sheyit kaimu kulam, so that people can keep the Torah generally. Kidech shamru chachamim arishonim, our pasuk, or our idea, chalel alav shabbat achat, kidei sheyishmor shabbatot harbe. Says the Rambam, a Bezdin has authority to look at halacha generally and to say, X is not working out. We're going to cancel X temporarily because, again, it's better to violate one Shabbos and have people keep all of the Shabbatot. Oh, I think what the Rambam really means, it's better to violate one halacha and have everybody observe all the halachot. But here you see the Rambam, interestingly, not quoting V'chai bahem v'lo sheyamut bahem. Rather, the Rambam is quoting the theory of Chalel of Shabbat Achad, violate one Shabbos, Kidei Shishmo Shabbatot Harbe, so that you can keep many, many Shabbatot. And the Gemara also quotes it someplace else. In source number 6, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Aleph Amud Bez, says, Tanya, Rabon Shim ben Gamliel Omer, Tinog ben Yomochai, Mechalin Olav Esa Shabbos, a day-old baby, you're Mechal Shabbos to save his life. David HaMelech Yisrael mate, but David HaMelech, if he's dead, ain mechalin alav et haShabbat. We don't violate Shabbos to save him. Tinok ben Yomo chai mechalin alav et haShabbos. Why? Amra Torah chalel alav Shabbat echad kidei sheyishmor Shabbatot harbe. So again, here you see a Gemara quoting the Makar that we thought our Gemara had rejected. Okay. Now, let's move on and ask ourselves a basic question. What's the nafka mina? What's the difference between whether you hold v'shamru b'nei Yisrael at haShabbat, chalel alav Shabbat achat kidei shishmor Shabbatot harbe, or if you hold v'chai bohem v'lo sheyamus bohem? Right? The Torah was given to us to live by and not to die. What's the difference? So I'll give you two or three nafkaminas. They're fascinating and they lead to all kinds of interesting halachos. Source number 7. I took this from the Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam was written by the Ramban. It's a halachic work on Avelus, but it also starts with what he calls Inyan HaSakana, things related to possible death. Okay, let's see if we can't understand this. Says the Ramban, Va'afal gav ditznan. Even though we have a Mishnah that says, Ha'isha hamaksha leileid, mivin sakin, umichatchin oto ever ever. A woman who's in distress while delivering, right? So if the fetus is still inside her, we abort. Mivin sakin umichatchin oto ever ever. Literally, we cut the baby up because the baby is considered a rodef of the mother. And he's putting the mother's life in danger while he's still in the womb. We can do this, right? Yatza rosho, the second that the head appears, ein nogimbo, we no longer can kill the baby. She'ein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Because once there are two lives, it's just like we said, right? Who says your blood is redder? We say the same thing with respect to the mother and the baby. While the baby is inside the mother, that's called an abortion. And we abort children to save the lives of the mother. But the second the baby leaves the womb, even a part of the baby leaves the womb, he becomes a human being. And at that moment, we do not choose between human beings. The Alma meikara lesbe mishum atzalas nefashos. Okay, originally there was no atzalas nefashos. The baby wasn't a person. Utzna nami gabe tinok ben yom echad v'hahargo chaya. But if the baby is born, a person who kills the baby is chayv misa. V'davka ben yom echad aval ubar lo. Right, says the Raman, that's only if the baby was born. But if the baby is still a fetus, you're not punished for killing the baby. Ukronami ksiv, the mishalem dmei vlados. And the pasuk is also clear that if the baby is still inside, you have to pay dmei velados, but you don't pay for a human being. Now here comes the point. Afilu hachi le'inyan shmiras mitzvos mechalalin aleha. Nevertheless, to save the baby who's one day going to be able to keep Torah and mitzvos, amra Torah chalel alav Shabbat achat, shema yishmor Shabbatot harbe. Hilkach, afilu b'hatzolas uva ubar, pachos mi ben arba'im yom, she'ein lo chiyus klal, mechalalin alav kidas bal halachos. Okay, let me try to explain. Normally, we think to ourselves, the mother's in distress. Okay, we have to kill the baby, because if we don't kill the baby, he's going to kill the mother. Okay, and there the halacha is clear, that if the baby is still a fetus, then you kill it. If the baby is now a human being because it's on its way to being born and its head has left the mother's uterus, then you don't kill it because now you're choosing one human being over another. But says the Ramban in the end, what if the situation is different? What if you knew for a fact that the mother was not at risk, but the baby's life is at risk? Okay, and it's Shabbos. Mother feels fine, but she knows that inside her, the baby is dying. Can you be Michal al Shabbos in that situation? And here the Ramban says, absolutely. Why? Chalel alav Shabbat achat, kidei sheishmor Shabbatot harbe. Here's the first nafkamina. If our makar is v'chai bohem, v'lo sheyomus bohem, the baby is not considered living. So the svara that the Torah wants you to live a life and you should be Michal Shabbos to maintain your life doesn't apply. But if this svara is some kind of utilitarian idea, some kind of idea of, I want to save somebody because they're going to be Shomer Shabbos their whole lives, Chalel of Shabbat Achat, Kidei Shishmor Shabbatot Harbe, says the Ramban, yes. If that's the source, then we save the fetus even though it's not yet a baby. Because of the svara of Chalel of Shabbat Achat, Kidei Shishmor Shabbatot Harbe. Okay? So that's our first, I think, a fascinating nafkamina. If you think the source is v'chai bahem, you can't save a fetus because a fetus is not alive. But if you have the svara of chalel alav Shabbat achat kidei yishmor Shabbatot harbe, then in fact you can save the fetus. Okay, that's the first nafkamina. Questions? No. Anybody with me?
Yeah, Ellie. Yeah. Why don't you say it's
all over here?
Why don't we say it's a suffix? We don't know if the baby is going to live anyway. And so comes a spekspeka. But it's a spekspeka.
It's not just for vadai pikuach nefesh, it's suffix pikuach nefesh. Right? That's the chiddush of that pasuk. I'm sorry. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. On the one hand, it's not just vadai pikuach nefesh, it's suffix pikuach nefesh. And if the answer is you can be mechal Shabbos to save a fetus, then you do so. Not because of v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamos bohem, but because of chalel of Shabbat achat kidei sheyishmeru Shabbatot harbe.
No, but to Jackie's point, it, you know, until a certain period of time, it's a suffix. You know, the Gemara's view of the potential of life is a suffix.
Okay, but that's okay. Where the same rule for vaday pikuach nefesh applies to suffix pikuach nefesh. If there's a chance of saving the baby, then the svara of chalel alav Shabbat achat kidei shishmu Shabbatot harbe applies. It's as simple as that.
What about non-Jews?
So generally speaking, we're not mechal Shabbos to save non-Jews. Certainly not a non-Jewish.
Maybe.
What?
That's where you live, maybe.
Again, there's a whole area of halacha called. What's it called again? What? Mishum Eva. Thank you. Right? Where there are things that are halachically prohibited, but you live in a world, again, now, you know, if you have a non-Jewish patient, so you can be Michal Shabbos to save his life. Because, you know, otherwise you're going to lose your license and a whole bunch of other really bad things are going to happen. But that's not mitam you know, Chilul Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh and all these things. That's because of Eva, because we can't live in a world if we don't do that. These are difficult issues, which I'd rather not discuss right now. Okay? Thank you for that. Let's do another nafkamina. Again, another nafkamina between V'chai Bohem and Lo Shiyamos Bohem and Chalel of Shabbat Achad Kedei Shishmu Shabbatot Harbeh. Source number 8. A sad case. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi sheshlacho lo shehotziyu bito mi beito b'shabbat lahotziyah michlal Yisrael. Okay, you're sitting at your Shabbos table. God forbid, somebody bursts in and says, you know, these apostates have kidnapped your daughter and they're going to convert her to Christianity. Mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lasum ladech pe'amav lihishtadel b'hatzalata. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah for you to get up from your Shabbos table, get in the car, and chase after her. V'yotze afilu chutz l'shalosh parsaot, v'iloboi kaifinan lei. You have to do it even if you're going to go outside of shalosh parsaot. Anybody know what that means?
That's the Doraisa tchum.
Excellent. Shalosh parsaot is a tchum Shabbos Doraisa. You're going to violate a Doraisa to get your daughter back. Says the Mechaber, you do it. And if you don't do it, we're going to force you to do it. Okay? Now you can see where this is going because we have to figure out a mucker for this. Look at source number 9. Says the Magen Avram. Chutz the Gimel Parsot. Va'afilu l'man da'amar da'avi Doraisa shari. Even according to the Mandamar, who says that 3 Parsot is Doraisa, still mutter. Why? Because otherwise, what's going to happen? She's going to become an apostate and she's going to violate Shabbos many, many times over. Compared to that, one Chilul Shabbos is a small Aveira. It's true on its own, Chilul Shabbos is a terrible Aveira. But when you're comparing it to a lifetime of Chilul Shabbos, it's a small Aveira, and then says the Magen Avram, our theory. Demutav lechal el Shabbos achad, kidei shetishmor Shabbatot harbe.
One second,
which is a huge chiddush. What's the Magen Avram saying? The Magen Avram is saying, the Svara of V'chai Bohem doesn't apply here. Why doesn't it apply here? Her life is not at risk. This is a pure halachic analysis. In a pure halachic analysis, V'chai Bohem doesn't play a role. What does play a role? V'shamru v'nei Yisrael ta'shabbat. Chalel alav shabbat achat kidei shishmu shabbatot harbeh. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, in this case, you have to be mechal Shabbos. Okay? That's the second nafkamina. There are many nafkaminas. I'll tell you something really interesting. I couldn't find a base mayor on the Bar Ilan, but Rav Asher quotes a base mayor who has a very interesting shita. He says, you cannot be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a mechal Shabbos. Not because he has a din of a mumar, not because there's something wrong with who he is, but the svara doesn't apply. What am I going to say? I'm driving in my car. I'm digging under a pile. I'm doing all these things to save this guy's life, right? What's the theory? The theory is chalel alav Shabbat achat kedei shishmu Shabbatot harbeh. But he doesn't keep Shabbos. He violates Shabbos. So if that svara doesn't apply, you're not supposed to save his life. Now again, here you could say, I'm saving his life under the theory of v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamos bohem, which again, has nothing to do with halachic observance. Right? That has to do with saving a human life. The idea of chalel of Shabbat achat kedei shishmo Shabbatot harbeh, that, in fact, has everything to do with halachic observance. Okay? So there's a fascinating base mayor who thinks that it would not apply, at least in theory, to a mechal Shabbos. Okay. The Chassam Sofer, also, I didn't put this on the sheet, but it's a fascinating idea, even though probably not true. he thinks the chiddush of, you know, what's the difference between v'chai bohem or halel of Shabbat achat kedish yishmu Shabbatot harbe? He thinks in kol haTorah kula pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. But with respect to Shabbos, pikuach nefesh is hutra and not dechuya. I'll try to explain because it's a huge chiddush. There are two ways in which you can look at a clash of values in halacha. One is, there's actually a clash, but X is more important than Y. And therefore, when you have to have a question of, I could violate Shabbos to save his life, or I could observe Shabbos and he'll die, so pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. There is, in fact, some form of chilul Shabbos, but it's completely mutter. You understand what I'm saying? That's the difference. It's asur, but the Torah says you have no choice, so you have to do it. The nafkamina between dechuya, well, let's get to hutra for a second. Hutra says, no, there's no clash of values whatsoever. It's as if it's Tuesday. When you get in the car, when you take tools, when you make a ditch, when you do all these things, it's like Tuesday. There is no isser whatsoever. Okay, this is a major, major machlokes in poskim, whether pikuach nefesh is hutra or duchuya. So the Chasam Sofer wants to claim that from the svara of chalel alav Shabbat achat kedish yishmo Shabbatot harbe, again, it's not the words, because the words don't work for his chiddush, but his chiddush is, normally we would say it's duchuya. But now we're going to say from this limud, we're going to say it's hutra. What's the difference? The difference is what Ashkenazim otherwise have is a requirement to be mamait b'malacha if it doesn't put anybody at risk. So for example, 100 years ago, when Elka was pregnant, so we would program in on speed dial, you know, the number of the taxi. Why? Because instead of pushing every button, which in theory might involve an Isser of Shabbos, you could push one button and the number would be answered. We also put aside money for the taxi, right? In theory, if you put aside money before Shabbos that you set aside for a certain purpose, it's not muktzah. I don't know if it really works. The Ramah says, because Chilul Shabbos, because Pikuach Nefesh is dechuya on Shabbos, you should try to be mamayit b'malacha. The Mechaber thinks, no, it's hutra completely. Any hesitation that you have, yeah, it shows that something's wrong with you. Reb Chaim, there's a famous story that Reb Chaim was a huge, huge machmir in Pikuach Nefesh. And so one time, maybe it was the Rav who was sick, I don't know. So he brought the doctor, it was a Friday night, and it was Reb Chaim and his son Reb Moshe and the baby who was sick. And he asked the doctor, you know, would it be easier for you if you could see if the light was on? And so the doctor said, yeah. So he told his son to put on the light, and his son hesitated. Maybe it was the grizz, and his son hesitated. And Reb Chaim called him, I don't know, was it a kofar? Reb Chaim called him a name. He was so angry at him that he hesitated in a situation where it's pikuach nefesh. He thought there's no reason to hesitate. Again, that's why we don't, you know, if you're the Ramah and there's no difference, so you want to get a Gayesha Uber driver to take you to the hospital. If you're the Mechaber, there's no reason to get a Gentile Uber driver, because it's, again, it's a Tuesday. It's not in any way usur. Okay? So that's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say. The problem is it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right in the Rambam, who in source number 10 specifically uses the word dechuya. Look at 10. It says the Ram, dechuya hi Shabbos etzel sakonas nefashos kishar kol ha-mitzvos. Now the problem is the Rambam says dechuya, but then he describes it as hutra. Lefikach, kol ha-sheyesh bo sakana, osin lo kol tzrachav b'shabbat al pi rofei uman shal oto makom. Therefore, a chola who there's a chance of death, you do all malachos on Shabbos if that the doctor needs. Safek shu tzarich l'chal olavas haShabbos. Safek sheino tzarich. Right? What if you don't know? It's a safek. V'chein imam ha-rofe l'chal olavat haShabbat. Rofe achad omar eino tzarich. There's a machlokes of doctors. Says the Rambam, mechalalin olavas haShabbos she safek nefasho dochet haShabbat. Okay, so why does Ram call it Duchuya when he really means Hutra? So again, there's a famous Rav idea that what the Ramam is trying to say is there is a clash. It is Shabbos. When you violate Shabbos, you're in fact violating Shabbos. Nevertheless, you have to do it. The Rambam thinks, you know, the value of Shabbos is beaten out under all circumstances by the value of a human life. And therefore, although he uses the word dechuya, the idea is he uses the word dechuya to say there is a clash. It's not like we made the clash go away. There is a clash. But when there's a clash between pikuach nefesh and Shabbos, Shabbos wins. And Shabbos wins totally. Not like the Ramah, that you should be mamait b'malacha. Shabbos wins totally like the Mechaber, that you can do anything because it's no longer Shabbos, it's Tuesday. Okay, last thing. There's a famous and a fascinating Orach Chaim HaKadosh on the pasuk of Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Et HaShabbat. Okay? Says the Orach Chaim, if we take the limud literally, it has to be the case that if you save the guy, he's going to live at least till the next Shabbos, which he'll then observe. But if you're going to be Mechal Shabbos for somebody and he's only going to live till Wednesday, you know that it's highly unlikely, maybe even impossible. It's in a hospital situation. You could save him. You can give him a few more hours, maybe give him a few more days, but that's it. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, you cannot save that person. Why? Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et haShabbat. Chalel olav Shabbat achad kidei shishmor Shabbatot harbei. In this case, he's not going to be shomer any other Shabbos. He's not going to live long enough. So suggest Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the halacha is, you know, you can't save the guy. This is obviously a huge, huge chiddush, and again, it's against halacha. Look at source number 11. Says the Rambam, Misha nafla olav mapolet. Safek hu sham, safek eino sham, mefakchim alav. Right, so safek, you dig him out. Mitzau chai, af al pishin nitrotzeitz. V'i efshar sheyavri. You know, he's twitching. It's clear that no matter what happens, he's about to die. Says the Rambam, mefakchin alav umotziin oto lechaye oto sha'ah. Says the Rambam, nevertheless, if you could extend his life by any measurable amount of time, you do so. Right? You know, do we paskin that way in hospitals? Lester could tell us, I think the answer is yes. I think a doctor would save your life if he could extend your life by 15 minutes. Although, Lemaisa, I can't tell you for sure. So what do we do with the Orach Chaim HaKadosh? So, there are all kinds of possible suggestions to how to justify his shita, that we're only going to save a person if he's going to be able to live for another Shabbos. Rav Usher said, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh probably didn't mean it lahalacha. He had said, it's a perish on the Torah. He said something interesting on the Pasuk because he thought something interesting about the Pasuk, but to take it seriously and to think halachically, we're only going to save a person's life if he can live long enough to be shomer another Shabbos, that doesn't work. Okay, so what did we see? We saw two potential makoros, two potential sources for why pikuach nefesh is nidcha by Shabbos. One is v'shamu v'nei Yisrael et haShabbat, right? Chalel olav Shabbat achad kidei shishmo Shabbatot harbei. The other is v'chai bohem v'lo sheyomos bohem, that human life takes precedence over everything. Okay, again, even over the big three, I'm sorry, in everything except for the big three. Let's leave that for now. We then talked about possible nafkaminas, which are fascinating when it comes to the two different sources. right? We saw the nafkamina that an abortion or saving the life of a fetus is not going to be mutter under v'chai b'hem, but it will be mutter under chalei olav Shabbat achad kidei shishmo Shabbatot harbe. In fact, it turns out that that's a source that you could do more with, because it allows you to look at values other than just human life. So, for example, in the case of the girl who's abducted and she's going to turn into an apostate, you could be mechalel Shabbos. Why? Her life is not at risk. The idea of chalel olav Shabbat achad kidei shishmo Shabbatot harbe is a much broader idea and allows you to interact and to interfere even if a person's life is not at risk, right? We didn't see it inside. We talked about the Beis Meir, that perhaps it's also to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Mechal Shabbos. That would be a Chumrah, right? The first two Nafkuminas we had were Kulos, that we take advantage of, V'shamu v'nei Yisraelat HaShabbat, Chalel of Shabbat HaShachat. We take advantage of that to allow Chil Shabbos in a case that wouldn't be mutter under the source of a chai bohem. But the Beis Meir says it only works if the guy's going to be Shomer Shabbos. If the guy's not going to be Shomer Shabbos, we're going to be machmir based on that source and say that you can't save his life. Again, I don't think we paskin that way. I'm pretty sure we don't paskin like the Chassam Sofer either, who suggests that the source of v'shamu v'nei Yisraelat HaShabbat changes chil Shabbos, or changes pikuach nefesh Shabbos from hutra to dechuya, from mutter to something else. It doesn't seem that we paskin that way. The Rambam uses the word dechuya. And finally, we saw the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who suggested, you know, again, fascinatingly, that if we hold chalel olav Shabbat achad kidei shishmo Shabbatot harbe, it's only going to work if he's going to live till the next Shabbos. Again, it's roundly rejected lahalacha. It's rejected by all poskim. The theory is a really smart theory. The theory is it's only going to work if he's going to keep his Shabbos. But lemaisa, we reject it. But again, it's an interesting idea, an interesting nafkamina between the two sources. All right, that's what I got. We did our best.
Who wrote the Beis Meir?
I have no idea. I didn't take the time to look it up. It's